Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen tweets at Nick's Allen. Houston Alexander tweets. What's your Twitter handle, Houston?
It is Houston Assassin.
Houston Assassin. Nice.
It's pretty easy.
First of all, we haven't seen you in a while. How you been? See you on the social media, so I know what you're up to. That's the thing about social media. You don't have to see anybody in person for a while. And you see him, you go, I know what you're doing.
Amen. Good or bad.
Right, good or bad.
But hold on up.
But are you officially retired?
No, I'm not officially retired.
Because I heard you were now. Because I knew you're doing something for a local TV station. I saw, uh-huh. And they introduced you as former MMA fighter.
I don't know why they did that. They didn't even ask me.
I was going to say because I know that you're not 25. I get it, but you're still in great shape.
Yeah.
And there are guys a lot older than you still fighting.
But it's funny because they never asked me for that title. I'm like, okay,
let's correct that then. You're not retired.
We are correcting that on TNT today. Right,
okay,
now.
You're not retired.
And 2019, we're looking for some
fights.
Bouts right now.
Okay,
because,
good.
Yeah. Because it's fun. It's fun. It was always a hobby to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Yeah.
So do you continue to train? Like someone may call you for a fight.
Every day. What do I look like? What do I look like?
What do I look like, brother?
Look like you let yourself go. You look ripped. You look ripped. You look great, man. What do I look like, brother?
What do I look like, brother? Okay. That was one of my favorite wrestlers until he said the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty quick drop off there.
And
he ruined it for you.
Yeah. That was a wrap. I'm like, damn it, Hogan.
Yeah. You're racist. That sucks.
And he's probably not, but all the white guys, they'll say it behind closed doors.
Not me.
Okay. Just making sure. Fellas?
No. Relatives and friends are African American. I do not say that word.
Okay.
And I never felt comfortable with that word even hearing it.
Okay. Because
but I heard it a lot.
Because some people don't realize that if you still say it in 2019, you can still get your ass kicked. You know, you're in the store, you drop an N-bomb.
He's looking
boom,
at
him. I'm looking at you, brother.
He's looking at Nick.
You better not be doing that in rap songs. Whoop your ass.
Take out that bit on stage, Nick.
Yeah. Nick's there goes half my act. Nice
meeting you, Nick.
Yeah. You took a half Nick's act there. No more N-bombs on stage for Nick Allen.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Not even when you're singing a Tupac song.
No, don't. Hey, you know what?
You have to edit yourself.
You might can do it privately. Okay, but don't do it around anybody.
No, you know, that's funny because you haven't seen my son in a couple years, but he's 14 now.
Okay.
He listens to rap, and he's in the car, and I say to him, I said, I don't care, because he knows all the words, all these songs he's singing. I said, do not say the N-bomb. He knows that before I even said it. And so I'm hearing over there going, blah, 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 down with the song, and all of a sudden, he just pauses, and I hear.
Oh, okay.
He pauses. Yeah.
He's the young man that pauses during rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've heard full concerts where all nothing but white people are saying the N word. I'm like, what does the world come to? Jesus.
It is tough to sing a song though, because the rest of us that don't listen to rap can sing a song and not have to pause during a song.
Yeah, but I
would never say it.
But you got to understand though.
I don't say it.
Generationally,
I'm with you on this.
Have kids who just listen to nothing but rap music.
Oh,
and that's all they know. So do you blame them?
I don't blame them.
Yeah, because
I don't think a white kid should do it.
No, as a parent, you got to teach them to edit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
As a parent, you need to teach
them. Here's the filter.
Right.
Here's what you don't sing.
Exactly.
And that
blah
song.
Blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah blah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
What's that? Where do you want your kids comfortable saying?
When they sing about when my son blurts out crack and just stuff and drugs and women. He'll sing that.
That's fine. Bend her over.
Do you have your son listening to NWA?
Yeah, well, he's that new school stuff.
Mumble rap.
It is mumble rap.
Okay, but you know it is rap, and you know it is what it is. They're making money.
It's moved on. It's like young white people telling us classic rock suck. I get it. I get the same thing. It's going through the black community now too. The new rap does suck. I agree with you. I'm not a rap fan,
but it's still rap.
It's still rap. The new music for rock and roll sucks, but it's still rock.
If any kid comes up to me and says that the old rock and roll sucks, I will punch them in the throat.
Man, don't you?
You will get punched because I'm a Ram Jam, you know, and I'm an old school guy too. So you might get chopped in your throat if you come up to me.
He's looking at Nick again.
I'm looking at you, brother.
I would have to switch mics here.
Okay, Houston.
Yes, sir.
You're going to tell us a story about you were in St. Louis. Your hometown.
I was visiting East St. Louis, Illinois.
Were you born and raised or just born?
I was born and raised. We left there when I was 8 years old. Eight. I was there visiting some while ago, and I was in a grocery store. And I was just sitting there, you know, and I got that Houston. Must I have that Houston Alexander look? Mm-hmm. Because some guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, aren't you that guy?" I said, "All depends on you got what you know. What do you need?"
Yeah.
And he said, "You're that Houston guy, huh?" Yeah. I said, "Oh yeah, Houston Alexander." I said, "Yeah." And I thought he was going to talk about
the
MMA. Yeah. I thought he was going to talk about MMA. This guy came up to me and said, "You're on that radio show." I'm like, what radio show are you talking about? That Empire show. on the Empire show on Fox? No, the one with the white dudes. And I was like, really? This was in Belleville, Illinois.
What's his connection to one of our areas?
He said he listened to it on radio.
Okay,
and so I'm assuming he listens to it online.
Yeah, okay, you can't anywhere in the country.
And this guy came up to me and said that. I will BS you not, man. This was maybe some months ago.
Okay, all right.
It was crazy.
Oh, that's a cool story.
It was crazy. So
those white dudes,
the white dudes, the Empire show.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, okay.
What'd you walk in?
I thought he was talking about the hit. A series Empire.
What'd you say when you
normally
walked in?
People who are out of town have some, you know, Lincoln or
Wichita.
Wichita,
so you know they got people, you know, Illinois.
They move, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, shouts out to that guy.
So you walked in here and off the air you said Omaha's black community says hi. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. I came in, everybody, and because you're following in the black community, because you got to say it like this.
Yeah.
You're following in the black community. Everyone loves you guys. I'm like, say hi to
those white dudes.
Say hi to those white guys up there. I'm like, okay. When did I become
the
messenger?
That's a bit of a reach because I don't think anyone in any community. Everyone. There's no community where everyone loves us.
No, not at all. But I still like say hi to those white dudes.
That was fun. That was not a quick trip.
All right.
I was there. There we go. I got my cup. A quick trip cup.
You think a number of them tune in expecting the TV show Empire? And we disappoint them?
Yeah, they're a little bit different.
Yeah,
a little bit different.
Completely different.
Oh, man, less drama. Man, those shows always got some made-up drama.
Houston Alexander with us, Nick Allen with us. Real quickly, I want to talk about your foundation. Mm-hmm. I know it's a nationwide thing, but I see you on the social media. You go to schools, and you have a big boom box up there, and you teach them about kids to, you know, how to handle life. And I saw some of your old videos. In the 90s, you broke dance a lot, right?
You
were good, right?
Now, hold on for a second. That was good. I'm still good.
No, you are good.
At B-Boy, I'm still good. Tyler?
You are still good at breakdancing, but I saw the old Jerry Curl days you do breakdancing.
Okay, well,
they're great.
I had braids. I didn't have the Jerry Curl.
You have braids.
Transition. But the foundation was based on going to schools and teaching the kids about hip-hop culture.
Right.
Because you've got a lot of kids that are growing up in this culture, mm-hmm. and they know nothing about it. All they know is rap music.
Right.
And what we do is we go on and teach them about the music, the dance, and the art.
Right.
And
what's behind it.
Yeah, and what's behind it, because they get so much negative imagery.
Right.
About the culture itself, we need to tell them that, you know, they got the
dance. There's positive parts.
We got the dancing, we got the art part, we got communication, we got clothing. It's the number one genre of music in the world now. Yeah. It's always been that way.
It's huge.
These kids who are growing up in this community need to know you can't say the N-word around black people.
Yep. Or I'll punch you in the throat. Yeah,
but
tell the kid,
yeah. I'm getting punched in the throat.
Do you tell the kids you'll punch him? You tell the kids you'll punch him in the throat?
Oh, no. I occasionally hit the kids with the microphone upside the head, but that's it. That's as close as I get. But we go to
middle. Angry Houston would be great in school.
We go to elementary, middle school, high schools, and we go to community organizations to do this actual tour.
Okay, yeah, nice. I've seen that. Okay.
But that's what the foundation was based on.
Name the foundation.
The Houston Alexander Foundation. Okay. Go figure that.
Yeah, yeah. Houston Alexander Foundation.
That's pretty good name.
It's a reach.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Will you
break
dance?
I will dance. Hey, man, I can dance. I can still dance. I got the moves.
Yeah.
You know, cool.
You bring the cardboard?
No cardboard.
They've
evolved. They've evolved from the cardboard.
Well, it's usually an auditorium somewhere. It's actually in a cafeteria, and that's linoleum floor.
But some of the best.
Do you ever get your shirts dirty when you do that? I always wondered. Like, I never broke dance.
Well, back in the day, probably, but these kids got nice fancy floors. They get the dance off of now. Not back in the day how we used to dance on concrete.
No cardboard.
No cardboard from the refrigerator.
Well, if you're doing it on the sidewalk, you needed the cardboard.
You needed the cardboard. You did in the cardboard. We used to dance. We in Omaha, Nebraska. We used to dance down in the old market. There's this place called the Old Market in Omaha. We used to dance at.
Right.
You people know about that.
I know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy to be on you guys' show and to see all over the country. You guys have these fans.
Yeah. That we do. We were talking about social media and how people can listen to the show all across the country.
Yep.
You're Facebooking live right now, right?
Yep. Okay. We're on Facebook Live right now.
And watch him, or he'll punch you in the throat.
Yeah, no, you'll get punched in the throat.
And the great thing about looking at Houston's Facebook Live feed is you can't hear puss.
Hold on. Yeah. See, this is the advancement right here. People can see puss.
He's
right there.
Houston, you tweeted out something the other day. You showed a little video of you beating the hell out of some guy. I'm not sure what year it was. But you had said something about.
This was in the ring?
Yeah, it was in the ring.
Yes.
It was in the ring.
Outside the ring. Okay. Those are charges.
You're beating out this guy. You put about a minute onto it, and you finally just knocked him down. You won the fight.
Yeah.
But you put it out. You shared it and said. For so-and-so thinking somebody doesn't have a shot, watch this.
Okay.
Now, what fight was that? And who'd you beat here?
I'm glad you brought that up because coming up, I believe, is March 2nd.
Right.
Anthony Lionheart Smith is going to be fighting for the title with John Jones Bones.
Right.
Bones Jones, March 2nd.
Nice.
And, once the fight was announced, this guy he's earned the right to fight for the title in the UFC.
Right.
And, I posted a couple of sites up because Anthony and I trained together.
Right.
We a lot of people in Omaha, we've all trained together. Right. So, and Anthony was one of them. And it's great to see that man come up and do what he do.
So were they saying that he had no shot at beating this guy?
Yeah, a lot of these people
said. You showed the video of you kicking his ass.
Exactly. No, not his ass.
No.
But
no, you beat John Jones' ass.
No. But that's another story in itself. I posted a fight of when we fought Keith Jardine.
Who was favored over you.
In Vegas, who was favored over me.
Yeah. Right, that's why you posted that.
That's why I told these people, that, there was another Nebraska situation in Vegas this night. So don't count us out.
I got it.
Don't count MMA out here from this area.
Just say you're not favored doesn't mean you're not going to win.
Exactly.
And you were not favored in that fight, and you kicked his ass.
And I should have punched him in the throat. My throat game is nice. Pause on that, but hitting people in the throat.
My throat game is nice.
But Anthony Smith.
And that fight is when?
I believe it's March 2nd.
Okay, got it.
I got to check today, but this man has a legitimate chance to bring another international belt to this area.
Yeah, like Crawford.
Crawford. So you have the MMA version. Yeah. If he wins the belt, and you have the boxing version from Crawford.
He still has the belt,
He has the belt.
He's kicking ass.
And we have the radio belt right here.
Oh, there you go.
See, we got the radio belt right here, apparently from some guy from Belleville, Illinois.
Listen to the show, or Houston will punch you in the throat.
You will get punched in the throat if you don't listen to the Empire. Not the black Empire, the white Empire.
You don't still get challenged anywhere, do you?
Probably.
Like in real life?
You know what?
Like you think you're tough.
Hold on for a second. There was a guy
Recently?
And this wasn't really, this is a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I've never told this story.
In a club in this city or somewhere else?
It was at a place where you would eat.
Okay.
I believe.
A restaurant?
It was some restaurant. It was some restaurant / bar. It was right down this, from the area.
Don't say
from
the name. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to say the name, but it was right down where I worked.
Got it.
And I went in, sat at the bar, and was looking up at the television. And there was some MMA fight going on.
Right.
And some guy sitting next to me goes, and I shaved my beard.
So he didn't recognize you.
So he didn't recognize me. I shaved everything off. So when, you know, I look human when I shave off the beard. But anyway, I'm eating my food, and this guy goes, "Man, I heard about this guy named Houston Alexander. I heard he was an asshole.
Really?
I hate that guy. I'm saying I don't like him. For some reason, I don't like Houston Alexander.
I apologize
Alexander.
For that, by the way.
Oh. So
I didn't recognize you.
This guy, and I'm
oh, you're right there. That's
I'm right there. I'm right there. So he's going, I don't like that guy. I just don't like his attitude. And I'm egging him along. I'm like, yeah, man, I heard about that guy. He I don't know what his problem is. And he looks over at me, and I was like, "What's your name?" And I pull out my hand, and he shakes my hand. He says, "Mike." He said, "What's your name?" I said, "Houston."
Man.
And this guy's face went white.
Was he white? Was he white anyway?
He's a white guy anyway. But he went, hey. And needless to say, that whole time I was sitting up there, he paid for all our drinks, and he paid for my food. This is a true story.
Now, did he
man,
just
I get
say
these
right
type
away,
of stories
listen,
all the time.
Did
I
he never, stand by his comments or retract them?
Oh, no, he retracted them.
Okay. But he also said he didn't know you. He said he heard.
He just said he heard. You know how people
club.
Get. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
he,
we get
he
that.
Heard, and it was just crazy that to I hear heard. All this, and this guy didn't even know it was me because I had my beard shaved.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just looking like all the light-skinned black guys.
You know what you really should have done, though? Punched him in the throat.
Oh, man. Yeah. Then that might have been a charge right there. I wouldn't have got free food.
Yeah.
Nor would I have got drinks.
And you got arrested.
Would have got arrested. That would have been a bad call.
Just for the record, though, let me point out that you got the goatee going now. And,
okay.
You still look human.
He looks tough as hell with a goatee, and he's got his Raiders hat on now. But in the ring, his head is shaved and he's ripped. And we know how he looks in the ring.
Well, he said he didn't look human unless he was unshaven.
Oh, right,
and
I
disagree.
Okay, well, do I still look human?
Yes, you do.
Okay,
just explain to Puss what a beard is. He can't grow one.
Yes, pubic hairs.
It's cool for you, Houston. I'm not gonna say my normal line here because you could break me.
Hold on, no. What is your normal line?
Screw that kid.
Because
everybody
can grow a beard and you can't.
Yeah.
You got that baby smooth face. Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Sounds like he wants to do something to that face. Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe you could draw something on your like a mustache.
Yeah,
or
I don't
beard.
Think it'll work.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't? No?
Nah.
Okay.
Right. Houston, I'm giving up on that dream.
I was plugging you coming in here, Houston.
That was so obvious when Scandinavians draw on their face.
A Sharpie on his face.
Yeah, it always just looks like Sharpie.
That's funny.
All right, we got a break coming up. Houston Alexander with us and Nick Gallen. Houston, take us out with your white guy voice.
Oh, okay. Because I heard you guys were comparing my white guy voice to Richard Pryor.
Well, I said Richard Pryor's the best. This is not about his comedy.
Okay, yeah.
I always thought his white guy voice was too stereotypical of nerd white guy, and it didn't sound like just regular white guy.
A little too over the top.
Yeah, and you sound like regular white guy because you hang out with some white guys, and what do they sound like?
Well, they sound like this. Hey, man, I'm glad to be on Todd and Tyler, man. Drinking a couple brewskis. I love your Penn State hat, man. Got Puffs in the background talking crap about me, man. We'll be back. So TNT Empire.
Hangs out with a lot of stoned white guys.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.